Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, May 13th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Lolly Cat, who just made it. And guess who else just made it?
Who?
You'll have to rub the teapot to find out.
Oh, let me go get the teapot. I'll be right to get the teapot. Okay, I've got the teapot now. Here we go.
Hello, pony people. Pony joy to ya.
Oh, my God.
She literally just pulled up like 30 seconds ago. She is now entering the home.
What did you do?
Yeah. Show couldn't start without her.
And that would be Tomcat, who was gracious enough to wait for everybody to get here so he could say goodnight.
Who also answered the phone when I called, and I was kind of like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, somebody else does live here. I didn't make up the husband. He's real. He exists.
Well, you know, I don't really hear his voice that often, so it was kind of like, wait a minute.
Yeah, big manly dude, yeah.
Like, did I dial the right number? Yeah, I dialed the right number. Is Danielle there?
Hey, oh, my goodness. So, yes, we actually managed to have a show again. Still not quite prepared, but we're having a show. Because we just couldn't keep our adoring fans waiting any longer.
Oh, definitely we could not. And, you know, I have to say thank you to everyone who is...
Hold on, we
today.
Have massive stuff going on here at Grand Central Station. One person sleeping downstairs, one person sleeping... Yeah, we got two couches, two people. They can pick which they want to sleep at. If you want to be a little cooler and darker, it's downstairs, you know, and if you want to be closer to the rest of us, it's up here.
I say we have the fight on the air.
Okay. All right, we're good. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to let them get situated. You can get situated. Do you remember? Ah, oh, so sweet of her. She actually remembers. Okay. So, fill me in. What's going on?
Well, from what end?
The talking end.
Well, I went to start downloading some of the episodes to get the clips. And
don't tell me
you
had a technical difficulty.
They're taking forever and a day on my laptop.
Did you not have anything else already prepared? That's a no, isn't it?
It's been a very long week.
It's been a long 3 weeks. We really are horrible at being prepared for this. I'm telling you, we're going to have like makeup show. We're so sorry that show sucked show.
I had to put Pony Car into the shop last week. And she's still there, and she's real busted. So she's like busted.
Yes.
So.
Okay, so in other words, you don't have any clips ready. We've announced to everybody it's our 2-year anniversary show, and it was going to be truly exciting and wonderful, and we got nothing.
Well, we're going to have clips. It's just going to take me a bit to nab them.
What are we going to do in the meantime?
Well, do what we always do.
You want to argue? I can find something for us to argue about.
We do not always argue.
Well, if you talk, I can interrupt you. No, that's not working for you?
No.
Okay, well, let's see. What else could we possibly do? Well, I guess you're just waiting, right? So can you actually pay attention and talk at the same time?
Yes, I can. I actually can accomplish that. I have to ask you, how well are you hearing me?
I hear you good.
Okay.
Coming in fine.
Because I'm using the microphone off my laptop, so.
Yeah, you just got a little bit of that distant speaker sound to it, but, you know, if you hadn't mentioned it, I probably really wouldn't have noticed too much, so you're fine.
Okay, how about this? Is this better?
That's got a little bit more of that. I'm talking to you from speakerphone sound to it.
Is this better?
Look, stop. Just do whatever it was that you were originally doing, because now you're screwing with my head.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Hey, we sent her downstairs, but did we turn on the lights for her? William?
Probably not.
Did we turn on the lights for Aura?
I put them on downstairs.
Okay, great, because I'd hate to have her stumble around trying to find her way. Okay, we're good. Hey, you know what tomorrow is for us, right? You know why the Pony Genie has traveled in her portable teapot to our place, right?
Oh, yes. Tomorrow is the Maryland Pony Meet.
Only the largest pony meet outside of the pony fair itself. Not that we like to brag or anything.
No, you don't.
Well, you know, if it makes you feel any better, it's going to rain tomorrow. And probably thunderstorm. And we're going to, at least we have a giant tent that we're in, but it's going to rain a bit on our parade. Unless the pony gods smile upon us and it's just cloudy and rain just dances all around that area except on Jules' home, which would be freaking awesome. Not out of the realm of possibility. But it's looking like it's going to be wet.
No, definitely not. Well, it's been wet here the last day or two.
Wait, I mean, we had a couple days of summer, and that was wonderful, and now we got this crud again.
Yeah, I know. We've had that for the last couple of days as well. So.
But I'm super excited because that means I have the chance of possibly getting ponies tomorrow. And selling ponies tomorrow, and trading ponies tomorrow, and playing pony games, and seeing pony people, and generally wasting an entire day on pony goodness.
That
is, you know what else I did?
Good. What's that?
I got cards. I got us some business cards made.
Ooh.
So they arrived. We're going to test run them at the meet tomorrow, and if they're all good, then I'm going to get more made, maybe some magnets made, you know, like the business card magnet size. Or magnet in a business card. Do you know me? It's like a business card, but it's magnetic, you know?
I get one of those from my accountant every year.
Maybe, you know, we can get T-shirts made if you like the... with just the logo. I had the logo. We had to modify the wording on the logo. So I have to change that on our Facebook as well because it's a little more legible now. The My Little Pony talk, you can see it better instead of being like, what's that squeal? So I'll send you that so you can check it out.
That is freaking awesome.
I don't know what the heck Pony Genie brought, but there is this little car, and it's like a little snack mobile. It's like this little remote control thing or something. It's got lights, and the little side of the van like has this thing that opens up to show you all the treats, and the doors open up, and it just drives on its own. It hits things, and it backs up and reroutes, and my cat, Dolly, is like, what the heck is this? She is freaked out. She's truly freaked out. But this thing is adorable.
That thing is freaking adorable. We are definitely playing with that later.
Oh, and you know what we're going to do? We know what we're doing at our house?
What?
We got My Little Pony Shrinky Dinks. So I'm very excited. We're going to be doing Shrinky Dinks.
Oh,
that's right, people.
Definitely.
I'm opening
cool.
yet something else, Mitt and Box, destroying yet another piece of 80s memorabilia, because once the Shrinky Dinks are made, you can't unmake them. Send all your hate mail to mylittleponytalk@gmail.com. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to go check our Gmail in the, you know, possible unlikelihood that somebody actually sent us something. Well, you know, we have lots of friends now, but, I mean, other than a friend request, like maybe they're like, hey, you know, I remember, and you should play this clip. And it'll be like 2 weeks ago, and I'll be like, if only I had read our mail.
Definitely do that, because I know I've been lacking in that. It's been a...
I kind of figured I'm sort of like becoming sort of the PR person, you know, public relations. Let's see. God, we have way too much mail all of a sudden.
How
when
much
did designer
mail
Lady Gaga pony come in? Somebody remembers when we had the designer Lady Gaga pony come into the show. Does that ring a bell for you? The designer pony came in? Somebody must be talking about, oh my gosh, you know what? When I said give us your memorable, on our Facebook, I said, hey, tell us some of your memorable favorite moments from the show. Somebody must have thought I was talking about the Friendship is Magic show. And so they're like, when the designer, the one that was Lady Gaga, came in.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the...
Oops, because I should have been a little more clear. I think we have quite a few friends that are friends with us because they think somehow we're just like a My Little Pony fan, but not actually a whole nother show. Okay, I'm going to have to do some explaining with that.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe we should just let them think that, because if I like tell everybody, hey, people, you do realize we're a show, they're going to be like, unfriend, unfriend, unfriend.
You know, that's like really interesting. I'm listening to myself talk right now.
Okay. You're listening to yourself talk right now. Why is that interesting? What, are you on the thing and you're getting the 1 minute delay?
No, as I said, I'm looking for the a few of the other clips. So I'm listening to both you. Aha, I found one.
So guys, can you believe it has been 2 flipping years? 2 years. I can't believe we're still doing this. I seriously didn't think we were going to make it past, like, 2 months. I was like, how are we going to... Well, it's something to do for the summer. That's pretty much what I thought it was going to be. And here we are. And you know what, this year, darn it, people? I am going to timestamp stuff, because this is embarrassing.
Well, I think also my problem is I can't get the downloading is taking just too long on my laptop, and I went to go download a few episodes via my desktop, and for some reason it's just not letting me download.
Well, it wouldn't be the My Little Pony Talk Show Pandora Rose wasn't having serious technical difficulties.
This is true. I mean,
welcome to our 2-year anniversary. We're going to spend the next 40 minutes trying to figure out how to run the show. Just like the first show.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. That's definitely a throwback to the new show, to the first show.
Okay, this is crazy. All right, here I go. Hey, so we're just waiting. Pretty soon Pony Jeannie will have her portable teapot all situated and parked and whatnot. And we shall be able to have more than 2 people distracted. We'll have 3 people distracted. That'll be great. Hey, are you in the chat room? Who's in the chat room? Anybody joining us for this? Or did everybody just figure we stopped doing a show and no longer showed up live?
Okay.
We haven't had a show in like 3 weeks. You know, pretty much we might have been forgotten about.
Oh no! We've got a full boat here. We've got Miss Gadiman, we've got Miss Vicky, and we got Whippet Love.
Whippet's here! Oh my gosh, you poor woman! You're still here. It's been like 10 minutes. I'm surprised you didn't give up. Whippet is hard a hard audience to keep. I mean, she will like gong you in a heartbeat. If it was like Britain's Got Talent, we'd be yanked off the stage.
Yeah. Okay. I think I found our first clip of the evening.
Oh, and thank you, everybody, for being here. I didn't mean to, like, ignore all of you. I was just shocked that Whippet was still here.
So, I'm going to have to take this thing off of my headset. So, I wouldn't talk while the clip is going.
I will not talk. You just say when I can talk again, okay?
Okay, now, our first clip. Now, this is because this happens to be just the quickest clip I could find.
Oh, God, so it's going to suck, right? That's what you're saying?
This is a clip from our Nishi... Oh, God. Nishi Tush...
Huh?
Oh, God. It was one of our customizer interviews.
Oh, good Lord. Well, we had B-Chan, Mayan Butterfly, and 2 other people.
Well, this was the one you and Pony Jeannie were not here for.
Oh, I can't say that name for anything. Wasn't that like a T-S-K-U-Y something crazy? I couldn't even say it in my head. It was so bad I couldn't even pronounce it in my head. You know, there are some words that you can pronounce in your head, but you just can't say them? Well, this was one of those things that I couldn't even get it straight in my brain. And I felt really bad because, you know, it was a person. It wasn't just like, you know, some sort of byproduct on a menu and you're trying to figure out what your stuff was made of. I was like, oh, this is a person. I can't even say her name. I feel so bad.
Yes, and guess what? She actually wants to come back on the show for another interview.
Because I haven't even caught up with that. I have no idea. I have not done my homework, guys. Sorry. That's why we had to postpone the show. Things have been crazy in the world outside of Ponyland. Yes, there is this alternate universe called not Ponyland. No. Everything that tries to thwart Ponyland is on the outside of Ponyland, and it's been really throwing the smackdown.
Okay. Now, this one, as I said, you and Pony Jeannie were not here for this episode.
Oh, good. So it'll be exciting and new.
Then it will be.
Hey, Pony Jeannie.
Yeah.
She's getting her teapot. She got all snippy with me. No, I just wanted to know. Oh, that's just freaking awesome. We gotta talk about our booth. No, I want to know, do you remember the name of the customizer when neither one of us could make the show? She has a really, like, unusual, hard-to-pronounce name. Niki Tsukuneko.
That's it.
You know, why didn't I just have Kim look at that? It's Japanese. Okay, so she's about to play some clips. Did you listen to that show?
No.
Okay, so this is going to be new for both of us. Okay, quiet.
I'm going to dial in.
Oh, you're going to dial in. Okay, well, Pony Jeannie's dialing in, but you don't know that.
Okay, then I guess I'll wait until she dials in to play the clip.
I'm working on it. I have to go in the other room so we don't feedback.
Did we have feedback problems before?
Yeah, because your voice goes into my phone as well as yours, so it's like we hear two of you talking.
Okay, I'll see you later.
I'll stay over here.
Okay, I'm gonna look at your teapot. Wow, this is a heck of a teapot. You should see this. Wait till you see this teapot, Panda. This is some fancy dancy schmancy. She's putting herself up in the Ritz teapot. It is a fancy teapot. We gotta do something to decorate the inside with pony stuff. Because you're looking a little bare. You look like you're getting ready to move in and you just painted the walls. The teapot needs work, but the outside is good. It's structurally sound.
Okay.
Okay. What are you two doing?
She is navigating to another part of my large expanse of a home,
right,
so that we're not in the same room. Otherwise, you'll hear like a ghost. You'll hear her talking through my phone and me talking through her phone, and with the one-minute delay, it'll be all kinds of wonky. Okay, you can put her through now.
Okay. Well, actually... Okay.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Yay.
We're all here. Hi.
Yay, the show can start. It's only 20 minutes later. Hey, I'm just impressed. I can't believe that you literally showed up while the intro song was playing. That was awesome.
I left Jules in kind of a rush, and I hope that everybody there understood that I had a show to do and I couldn't stay, you know. I saw Skippity Doo and I saw Rowdy. And I was like, gotta go right now. The road, and then we got here, and it was like 1 minute to showtime.
It wasn't even 1 minute to showtime. Literally, I'm out there in the road and ran back in to get the phone, and when I dialed in, and they're parking, yeah. Well, maybe technically 1 minute. She's pulling into the driveway area 1 minute before show started. But she was still in the car when the intro was playing.
Is it funny that all I want to do is sit down, even though I've been in a car for 7 hours?
Yeah, oh my gosh. Poor Pony Jeannie.
I just sat down on your den floor, and I'm like, ah.
Pony Jeannie does not know how to navigate a real car. Maybe a lamp, but not a car.
Maybe after we, like, play some clips, we'll go sit somewhere else in your house, little Alex.
Oh, yes, we will.
What do you say to that?
Oh, gosh, that's going to be exciting. And I will show you the pony business cards that we have now.
Woo, woo.
So let's get going with that clip. You just let me know
Sarah.
When I can talk again.
Tell them about my teapot. I just left it in Little Alley Cat's hands.
That's okay.
My new teapot. Panda has the real teapot. She rubbed it to make me pop out. But my
this is the traveling teapot.
Yes, this is the teapot we're all going to hang out around at the fair.
Yeah, this is a traveling teapot.
Traveling teapot, yes.
Okay.
This is the on-location teapot. So back to Nikki Sukuneko.
Oh, yes. I've got a really cute clip. I think everyone's going to love this. Everyone but the person this clip is about.
So it must be about me. You say it snidely like that.
No. Even I haven't heard. Oh, wait. We have to say hello to Gothic Sugar, who just came in, and she actually put happy anniversary. She actually commented on the show and said, happy anniversary.
Pony hugs.
So, pony hugs from afar.
It's good to be
here. Okay, let's give her something to actually listen to.
Yes.
Okay.
Play.
But this clip is, of course, of my, quote, like my backup host
of the night. And I had put a musical interlude as I went to call our interviewee of the our interview of the night. And well, it took me a little bit longer to get back to the show than what I first expected. So,
oh boy, you left the co-host hanging on her debut night.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Can you take over for a while?
She didn't pull any punches. She was like, "Here, this is what you're going to be dealing with if you choose to do the show with me."
Well, she happily volunteered. She happily called in. So,
trial know. By fire. Can you fly solo? I think I know
no
what
option.
Clip this is, and I think I did hear it.
Okay, I've logged in, and now I can't find my way to the chat room. They changed the way our blog talk they changed the way our little web spot looks like.
Yeah, if Blog Talk looks a little different to y'all, it's because they've been making some improvements lately. There's a feedback button somewhere on the upper left, upper right. Use it. Tell them if you like the new setup.
I don't like it. I can't even find the live chat button now.
And I don't
and
have that very convenient button that says download right on the main page. You have to go into the episode in order to download it. I don't like that.
This is stupid.
Of course you can download us from iTunes. That's still easy as ever.
That's the easiest. I'm going to have to
modify
everyone's our
got
iTunes. Cards. Or knows somebody who does.
Or
yeah, you can get us all over the place. This is awesome.
But
how about we get to that dang clip we've been alluding to for like 10 minutes now?
Yeah, how about it?
Okay, then you two have to not talk.
And yes,
hopefully this works. So here we go.
Don't talk. No talking. No laughing. Okay.
Need
girl.
To turn it up.
In case I am like the only person talking right now, currently trying to Google her name, and one of the top things that comes up is actually this radio about her, about I'm trying to pronounce that just off the cuff.
Am I on?
We've got a link to a couple of My Little Pony training post links with some things of hers, I think. But I suppose when she gets on, she'll be able to tell the best place to look for things, and we'll be able to actually put links up.
Flying solo, huh, Vicky?
You're going to have to adjust the volume with these things. I couldn't understand a word she said.
Still, I have no idea. I'm guessing she's...
Sorry, I'm trying to turn up.
Gone off to another little...
She's all by herself.
Can't,
you have to admit she's doing pretty good.
Okay, I'm ready.
She's doing great, considering.
Yeah, she's really good at the whole random, rambling on the fly thing,
Kind of like your first show, right, Panda?
I guess that just shows. She's been listening to us long enough that she fell right into step. Random rambling. I can do that. So easy a caveman can do it. I mean, not that you're a caveman, Vicky. That's not what I was implying.
Oh, I feel for her. My heart is breaking for her right now, listening to that. But she came through it like a champ, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And actually, give me one quick minute to get my headphones back plugged in here.
Well, you're dialing in. You're taking care of business. Vicky's all alone. She doesn't know if she's on, if she's broadcasting, if anyone can hear her.
Everything go for a while? That's not
is anyone listening?
Yeah, I think that was actually by show, actually. If you remember correctly, it was, that was my exact first episode ever doing it. So, you know, she did exactly what I did. Sitting there going, okay, is anyone actually listening to me? Is this thing actually working? Is it actually on?
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
Blah, blah, blah. What are we going to talk about?
Well, what have I signed up for?
Pretty much like tonight. Yeah, no, that was pretty great. I guess I better just log out of here. I can't get into the chat room, people. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was super funny. Poor Vicky.
Oh wait. I unfortunately there's still a bit more.
Oh,
I've got
no,
a...
that's fortunate. Play it. I'll hear
yeah,
the rest
play
of it.
It.
Play
but
it up until you come on, and then like we'll hear her reaction to hearing another human living voice. She's not
you need
all
to,
alone.
You need to turn up the volume or whatever for what we're hearing, though, because I couldn't really make out what she was saying.
I'm hearing it okay, but then again, I know what to expect to hear, so I know what, you know, what I'm going to hear.
Yeah.
I didn't know what
yeah.
I was going to hear. It might
I don't understand
sound
it at all.
Funny. No, you don't. You don't claw that chair. No, no. That's not a scratch.
Yeah, in case you haven't noticed, look at the corners of the chair.
Oh, okay, I just saw that. Here, play with this ball of yarn.
She doesn't play with yarn. I have a little laser pointer if you want her to play with that. She'll go wacko for you. Yeah, I'll toss it down there so you have something to do while you're doing the show. Because, you know, the show can
yeah,
be kind of boring.
Yeah, I was
kind of
eyeballing this Macintosh thinking, should I or shouldn't I?
Yeah, right. Hey, here.
I want to kind of be online, too.
All right, you can be online as soon as you entertain my cat for a few minutes.
You got it. Vicky,
all right,
you
got
to
earn your keep. Here, play with the cat.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna continue the clip until the point when I come on. Do you know about when I came on?
She went through this. She was suffering for several minutes, and you know, like even like 10 seconds can feel like a year.
Okay, hold on.
So I would say that she was probably on her own for a good 2 minutes.
Okay. Okay, hold on. I'm going to put it back on, okay?
Let's see if this works a little bit better.
Okay. What the heck? This is really, really starting to make me frustrated, people. Now I'm having technical difficulties not being able to find the dang chat button.
Now, did everyone hear Little Alley Cat twice?
Once is never enough.
Yeah, I hear you twice. I don't think it's because of me, though. I'm moving into a very far away place in the house.
Yeah, I hear me twice, too.
That's because I've got my speaker on because I was putting the clip back on.
I'm betting it's going to be Panda. Because she did this before. Maybe that's why we shouldn't talk, because it'll just sound stupid. So we'll just have dead air. That's so much better.
No, I like giggling. I prefer giggling.
Okay, because
giggling
can giggle over itself. You giggle first, and then I'll giggle. See, it makes me giggle. Oh, you're so funny.
Giggle. I'm not good at giggling. I kind of guffaw.
Just go on. Try. You can do it. Giggle. I'm not a giggler. I can't giggle. I don't think I can laugh. I'm just pathetic that way, okay? I can be grumpy. I have various shades of grump.
Aw. Yeah, I've seen your various shades of grump.
Timestamp that.
I'm having a good time down here with your kitty cat. She is, you know, the Avatar, the famous Avatar. I'm playing with the cat from the Avatar, and it's pretty awesome, I got to say. She's loving this little red light.
Oh, yeah, she knows that sound, that as soon as, like, you pick up that thing, it barely makes a noise, but she knows it. She'll come from any place in the house to get to that thing.
It's hysterical the way she attacks it. You'd think she'd know by now that it's, like, not
real. Yeah.
But she goes after it like crazy. She's how old? This cat's
13?
Old, right?
She's 13 years old.
She doesn't move around like 13. She moves around like a 3-year-old.
She's pretty awesome. She still acts like a kitten. And then when you stop, she'll be like, cool.
She'll be ready to cuddle.
Okay, can I continue the clip now?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We were just killing time. We thought you had to queue it up or something. Go ahead, Panda. We're sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Hopefully you guys can hear this a little bit better.
Okay.
I'm guessing she's muted herself and she's gone off to another little in electronic area so she can go off and have a conversation and bring it in. Make sure she's okay and ready.
Sorry, it's our same spot. Can you at least hear it better?
I hear a lot of movement, like somebody moving stuff around. Everybody sit still.
Not me.
Yeah, not me either.
It's the host. Go figure.
How did you hear Vicky? Did you hear her better?
Yeah, we hear her in the background. I actually think I heard her better the first time.
And I heard her better the second time.
Oh, well, whatever. Okay, I hear it great. I'll be quiet now.
Well, how about the chat board? Somebody
chat
tell
board?
Us which one was better so we can move along.
I think we need an audio engineer for this show.
Who are we going to hire next?
We need a sound engineer.
And
should
somebody
have,
needs
you know,
to tell me how the heck to get to the chat room. Panda, how do you get to the chat room?
Send
your resumes to mylittleponytalk@gmail.com. We would prefer you have at least a master's in communications, some experience in radio.
Be willing to work for Pony Snacks.
Pony Snacks. Compensation, zero.
Sense of accomplishment, though. Tackling one of the world's greatest problems right here.
Whippet Love says, okay, so the clips are not really working well. Skip the clips and just be silly.
Okay, we have been instructed. I wasn't prepared for that. I was prepared for clips.
Yeah, I was prepared for clips, too. Well, maybe we could just, you know, it's a shame you didn't hear that night, because I did download that show and I listened to it, and Vicky, man, I wish we had her on right now. She could comment on it if she heard herself that night.
Well, isn't Vicky there? Isn't she on the chat board?
Actually.
She can be on here. That's not real hard to do.
Actually?
She's on, isn't she?
Hello.
No,
isn't
she?
Sorry, I have my mic on.
Elbow.
She's here. Vicky's here.
I just want to clean myself up, defend myself after being publicly humiliated again.
And she sounds exactly like the clips. Kind of
I'll
muddled
say,
and
Vicky,
like
you sound like you're
speaker.
Talking from a cockpit.
Vicky, are you in England or are you on Mars?
I'm in England, yeah.
You're coming in clearer now, okay? You sound like you're in the galaxy at least.
Yeah, last time you sounded perfectly fine, but now you sound like you're talking out of a muffled box. Did you put her in a box, Panda?
Nope,
put her out
of
a box. It's not your fault, sweetheart. We're having technical audio issues tonight.
Obviously, she didn't get it.
I figure maybe she's on a speakerphone or something, you know?
No, I'm on the same.
On a speakerphone while in a box.
Speakerphones don't work well on this show. I've tried them. They don't work.
No.
Same headset as before. I think it has been brown, too.
You could always try hanging up and calling again.
All right, I'll give it a try. Back in a second.
All right, cool.
Okie dokie.
Yeah,
because we've had people call in by Skype before, and they always sound perfectly clear, like
perfectly
as if they're calling from regular phone.
We're just having a weird night tonight. Chalk it up to BTR just upgrading things.
Well, you know why?
Be upgraded.
No.
There's a reason,
people. There is a cosmic problem in the alignment of the universe right now.
Oh, are you
what
talking about the date?
No, I'm talking about it's Friday the 13th. Don't even talk to me about the end of the world. You know
that's
how I know that the world's
about.
Not going to end
date.
On May 21st?
Look at the calendar. Look what day it is, man.
Friday the 13th. We're done. We're, you know, I can't say that word, but
no.
We are.
No,
yeah.
I am sorry, but the end of the world, okay, it is already been mapped out. It will be October 1st of 2013. Do you want to know
why? Do we have a
show
that night? No, why?
That is when the U.S. has to convert their diagnosis codes from what's called ICD-9 to
ICD-10. I thought she was
going to
tell me some sort of cosmic thing. She's talking about her work.
Let her
it's
let
only
her
a matter of time before she started talking about work.
Let her do this. I want to hear it.
Oh, no, because, I mean, this is going to be the biggest, the worst, and the most astronomically stupid thing ever to do, but Congress is making us do it. So.
I thought you were going to say the U.S. is going to the metric system. Then I really would have said, you know what? You're right. That's the end of the world.
That would be the end of the world. There's not people in the U.S. can't handle that.
I can't measure my jeans length in centimeters. Are you kidding me?
I went shoe shopping the other day and had to deal with the UK sizing system, and I'm still like 37.
Oh, no.
My feet must be huge.
That's not even the UK system, hon. That's the European system. It's different.
Oh, no.
Well, that's basically how it is with the metric system, too. We're like the only idiots in the world that don't use it.
No,
well,
we're the superior race. That's why we don't use it. Everybody else
yeah.
is wrong. The United
yeah.
States is right.
Sound like my husband now.
Well, see, this is
he's
what...
He's on our way now.
See, let me put it to you this way. Once you move to ICD-10, okay, for a wrist fracture.
I'm in the middle of a show.
Right now,
that
you have one code. Once we go to 10, it's going to be 27 possible codes. Just to say
dude,
you broke your wrist.
Dude, you got like 2 years to find yourself a new line of work. I mean it. Have you considered piracy?
I have, but unfortunately I just can't
do
it.
Piracy could actually be a possible viable thing, because if the world starts its end in 2012, by the time October of 2013 runs around, that's what the world's going to be all about anyway, is piracy. So, you know, rebels, anarchy, piracy. So I think there's actually a career in your future with that.
We could do pirate radio, if there's money in that. I don't know.
Well, let's see if we can bring Miss Vicky back on again. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, is this any better?
Nope. Now you're talking like you're in an aquarium.
No, let me hear her. Come on. Give me a 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, you know that like famous Edison recording where that Mary had a little lamp? You know how like scratchy that sounded? That's like what I'm listening to with you. You sound like you're on one of those old Victrolas.
Oh,
how do we sound to you? Can you hear us fine?
You sound perfect.
Did she say awful? We sound awful?
Perfect.
No, perfect.
Perfect. See, I can't even make out a word. What if I tried hanging up? That would maybe there's too many people on the line. Just a thought.
No, we've had like what, 5 people?
5 or 6 people, yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
you
6
guys people, including me. So,
Vicky, you're messing up the show.
We just can't get anything right tonight. What the heck?
This is a night of fail.
Oh God.
Oh,
we just had the guys' entire night back on our 3rd anniversary. Here, funny clips. How about funny screwed up show? There you go.
Hello. Oh, is that better?
Oh my God,
better.
I can hear you.
Okay, Skype had decided to use the inbuilt microphone on my laptop instead of my headset. Okay.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so good to hear you now.
I thought it was because I dropped my headset in a big bucket in my painting water a couple of days ago.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
That was actually a very apt description. But you know, it's so funny after hearing you sound like that. Now you like sound like an angel because you're coming in so clearly and so wonderfully, and your accent's like, finally, now it's all better.
What a difference contrast makes.
Yes.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
So since we have no clips, we're just going to have everybody randomly call in and tell us stuff about the show. How's that? Why don't we make everybody just call in and make the show themselves? Vicky, you start. Go.
I find the show a perfect time to get on with doing pony-related stuff. Because you're nice background noise.
That's what the American military man said, remember?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that? That was an awesome show.
That was a very awesome, a very random show for just a random guy to call in and say, you guys are awesome, you're awesome background, and then we look, and his show's about the military.
No, he's actually some big wig, been in some pretty high positions. No, he's, it's about people in service, military, and government service, stuff like that.
Something macho.
He's like a former colonel, some sort of director of some sort of huge. He's got like a huge list of like things I've done with my life that I do not have, and he apparently just picks shows, I guess, for background noise while he's doing things in his workshop or whatever, and he had us on. What the heck?
All right.
And he literally said that. He said, you guys are good background noise. And, I mean, talk about deflated ego.
I'm sorry. I'm nothing. I'm doing nothing as glamorous. I'm currently tying knots for hair. Oh.
Oh, Vicky, I can hear you now. I don't know what to do to fix you, but thank you. Why are you able to join us?
I fixed myself. Skype decided to screw itself up.
Okay.
As it does.
So I'm going to change our business cards to say My Little Pony Talk, we're great background noise.
We are the best background noise. That's awesome.
Yes, but that's our new slogan.
He's secretly a brony.
Slogan. What? I'm making up words tonight, too. Okay, I'm going onto our Facebook, and I'm putting that on.
He really likes our show. He's really listening.
Aw.
We're not
background noise. Come on.
Maybe I am, but you guys aren't, for sure.
Good background noise? Is that what you're saying? What are you saying?
Well, I mean, you guys
are... That's a fight word. Don't make
you
me come down there.
What?
I think she's trying to say you're good foreground noise.
Yeah, you're good foreground noise. Thank you, Vicky.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I was like, don't make me sick the kid on you. She's home. Did she come down and say hi to you yet?
Yeah, she's been down here twice already.
All right.
We're playing with the cosmetics that I brought.
There's so much for us to do tonight. We're going to be up to like 5 a.m. This is some like not sleep tonight.
Not. I'm getting up and I'm going to be at Jewel's at 9 a.m. on the bus.
All right. So all four of us need showers?
No, I don't. I'm good. I'm clean.
Okay.
I smell like
we don't have that much hot water.
No, all yours.
Okay. You know, we get some of the strangest people wanting to be friends with us that I just think I might have to say no to this one.
Why is that?
You have to kind of see his profile picture.
Oh,
it's like
most people,
like, sometimes I like accept friends and then I check them out, and if they're like way too like, okay, that's
crazy.
Highly inappropriate for a kid-friendly show, then I gotta like unfriend them immediately. But so let me say, I'm
kid-friendly. But, yeah, I do hear it. You can't be both, you know. You got to be either kid-friendly or you're not. So, sorry,
when I'm
Jack.
I'm talking, like, as in not pedophile. You know, as long as you're, like, not a creep, okay? That's where I draw the line.
Well, you know, what do you consider the 4chan, Pony-chan crew? I mean, are they crossing the line or are they all right? Because that seems to
be where the pony fandom is. You have
to be careful about that. The 4chan lot and the Pony Chan lot are two very different groups.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Pony Chan broke off of 4chan.
Yeah.
4chan didn't want them there. They said, get out, make your own chan.
Yeah. Something Awful banned Pony Talk as well.
Wow. I didn't know that it made it to Something Awful.
The big forum, Something Awful.
Oh, man. I wonder if they deleted everything, because I'd love to see what people were doing there.
Yeah, they wiped it all.
I have a warped sense of humor. I don't play, but
oh,
I do book.
Yeah, we got to do that tonight.
Okay, and what am I missing here? Because
story.
I'm sitting here listening to you guys going, huh?
What you're missing is, on your own time, I guess, go to tonychan.net. Not
you're missing the bowels of the internet.
Yeah, you'll get lost in that. It's nothing but fanfics and stories and art and
it's a wretched hive of scum and villainry.
Yes, exactly. Like Mos Eisley Spaceport.
Like there's Equestria Daily as well, which is another
place. Yep. You get to
go to or avoid.
And we may as well tell them about the third one, derpyhooves.com. Shout out to all those people because they're just nuts and you have to love that.
Well,
they made a domain based around a background character.
Tony Genie.
This magic.
Tony Genie?
Yes.
Would you like me to make you some black bean soup?
I would love that. Thank you very much.
Voice sure, let me go get domestic. This will be it.
A voice from the heavens walked down to me and offered me black bean soup. See what I mean about ghosts in the house? It's creepy. But at least they come bearing food.
I mean ghosts. I'm like on an entirely different floor than you.
Yeah, but I heard you twice. I heard you in my phone and I heard some other real voice here in the room.
Go get more beer anyway.
I have my back to the stairwell, so I couldn't see where it was coming from, but I sure felt
God.
It. Listen,
this is
going
to get to be a really fun show in about 10 minutes when we all chug. It might not be fun for you guys, but it's going to be fun for us.
I like the Twilight going on rampages, murdering all of her friends. Okay.
Ah.
What?
I guess she's on the site we sent her to.
Oh,
hey,
you'll be entertained for hours.
Grimdark. The definition of grimdark taken straight from Equestria Daily, stories that involve death, famine, plagues, and Twilight going on rampages, murdering all of her friends, and etc.
This is a fan site?
Grimdark. See,
okay.
Grimdark comes from Warhammer 40K. If you've ever seen the wargaming miniatures,
oh,
it's
okay.
That sort of setting.
Oh,
that
God.
Okay.
I am loving this Hello Kitty, whatever corn puffs these are. They are so freaking cute.
It says what they are. It says kawaii cookies.
Kawaii cookies. They're cute cookies. That's all it is.
Cute cookies. Hello Kitty. It comes in a
it's
Hello
seriously cute
bag. The bag is shaped like Hello Kitty.
Yes, with little pink puffs inside of
cookie
biscuits. I'm taking a picture, and I'm going to post it onto Guess.
I know these guys like that Jap crap, so I made sure I stocked up and went to Jap grocery.
Thanks so much.
I mean,
yes, we love that Jap crap.
Far East. If you live where I live, you'd be immersed in it.
Yeah, and we would be in heaven.
And you would be in heaven. There's so much Hello Kitty.
Living with a Japanese guy just isn't enough Jap crap in my life.
No, that's that's not Jap crap. That's just Jap, period. Just awesomeness. that's just
okay,
Japanese.
Seriously, I need to take a look at this later.
Yeah, you should look at it later. You'll be up all night if you start reading now. Some of the fanfics are a lot of fun. Other ones just leave you scratching your head going, what?
Well,
but
that's,
the more
that's
you're
true
there,
for old
the more
fanfic,
you,
isn't it?
The more you learn. It's like the longer you're there, you start to get more of the in-jokes. Some in-jokes are only a week old, you know?
Tony-chan run their own Minecraft server as well. There is a My Little Pony-themed Minecraft server out there on the internet.
Wow. This is like the dawning of a new age. What's going on?
Oh, by the
on?
Way.
This fandom, since February it's been, really. But this fandom is just out of control.
Okay,
does
by the way.
Does anybody even remember what we've done in the last year?
No. That's why I'm listening to Panda. She's going to
lay it out for us.
Like, what did we start? Where were we a year ago?
Okay, really quickly, back to what you said about when Vicky came on properly to the show, how her voice all of a sudden sounded like an angel.
Huh. Yeah. That's more like a twist entrance. I don't know if that's quite angel.
It was a harp, for the love of God. I tried.
Okay, so is that Vicky's entrance noise now? I mean, when Vicky's going to come on, we're going to just cue the harp. Congratulations on acquiring your own entrance noise, Vicky.
I'm actually speechless.
That was sweet. I'm the only one that doesn't get an entrance noise. What the heck?
I think you don't get entrance noise. You're supposed to be here from the beginning, aren't you?
Well, I am. I usually am anyway, most of the time, sort of.
How about this? This will be your entrance noise.
It sounds like a moth caught up against the freaking curtain.
Like a
what the heck is that? There's a moth in a paper bag.
I'm getting lawnmower from that. She's getting moth in a paper bag.
I'm getting propeller aircraft thing.
Alex,
see, no, not my entrance. Thank you.
That must be crickets.
Crickets? Really?
Those are some messed up crickets.
Oh, that's crickets. Okay.
That's not crickets. Crickets are like a high, sharp
crickets
pitch,
like
keep
chirp,
you up all night noise.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Well, these
crickets.
Are the crickets that, you know.
Those
you
are like locusts.
I know.
Flying in the air. That's what that was.
Apparently, the crickets don't read as well as that harp did.
No, not really. Oh, God, no,
whoa.
Forget it. You know what? I'm going to go through our sound effects later, and I'll just pick my own dang entrance, okay?
It's like a bee's nest.
Oh, no, that's annoying. No, that
galloping
was just annoying.
Hoops?
Tap dances?
Yeah, tap dances.
Applause. That was an applause.
Hey, do you guys want rice?
Do you want rice
with your black bean soup?
Yeah, I want rice with my black bean soup. Yeah, I want cheesy poofs.
Do you have an explosion sound effect so she can make a dramatic entrance?
Seriously, you guys hear like all the good sounds, and she's trying to pawn me off with galloping hooves and moths and bags.
That's it, and they're off.
I feel like we should be kneeling down as you enter to that, to a proper fanfare.
That's a good fanfare.
It's either that one or...
Yes. No. No kidding. Terrible.
Or...
Sweet. Okay, these are going to come in real handy.
Yes, these are the sound effects that were generously found by the Pony Genie. I finally got the chance to download them all.
Oh, magic. It's a good thing.
And there are still several more that I have to upload.
I would say if you want more Friendship is Magic ones, a good place to look online is that one of those sites that I told you about. People like sometimes post MP3s, and if you need them converted to WAV files, just let me know what ones you want, and I could do that.
Yeah, because that's the only thing they need
to be
converted.
Hold on, the voice in the sky is talking to me again. Yes.
Yeah, I can offer the same service. I've got conversion software and all of My Little Pony on legitimately acquired.
I'm like us.
She got disconnected. Can you, like, patch her through again?
Do I have to?
Do you have to? Yes, you have to.
I think you have to, otherwise you'll regret it in the future when she does get back on.
I think she's in my teapot. Rub the teapot. Knocked out. Yeah, you'll regret it if you don't put her back
you
out really
it
quick.
I think it is. Oh, my gosh, that's a giant cheese. don't you just play like the cavalry noise, you know, or I'm getting ready to charge. I'm not annoying enough already. I have to have an annoying entrance. It's like the cue for everybody to turn the show off.
I nominate that for next year's clip show.
What's the phrase? Time stamp that.
Oh, I got tears coming out of my eyes. Oh, man.
Oh, fine, just laugh at my expense. That's cool. I'm not cooking your food or anything.
Oh, man, she's spitting in my food now. Panda.
Hey, you don't cook my food.
Please, Stephen, you're safe.
Sorry. Take it this way, Pony Jeannie. When it comes time for the fair, she'll be able to get her revenge then because we'll both be in the same building.
Yeah, we can push her in the pool.
There is no pool. Where are you going to push me into?
Darn it. Darn.
That would hurt.
It.
Wherever you were planning,
Marriott.
You know, hey, look, I'm sure if you just push her over the edge of this building, she'll land in the pool. Oops, no pool.
Try and find some slow-moving traffic to push her into.
I'll lock you in the Transformers room and make you miss all the ponies when we go on the tour of Hasbro Factory. You know about this? Vicky, we're going to, all three of us,
sort of,
but
not all the way.
That's
Daddy.
The three of you?
Specifically
the three of you or everybody that's attending?
Three of you.
Oh, just us three, nobody else.
It's all about us, man. Everybody else is going to be somewhere there, too, but the point is...
Yeah, everybody else is our guest. We kind of, like, we're signing in the rest of the meet, you know? They're just doing this for us.
The show, we're going to be hanging out together at the Pony Fair, and we're going to be on tour at the Hasbro location. And, you know, we'll come on that night probably and, like, you know, tell you what we saw and stuff. You know, you'll hear it
first. Yes, as we're chilling in my loft apartment. For the weekend.
Otherwise, you'd have to wait, you know, and, like, read about it after people get home from the weekend.
Kawaii cookie.
Oh, yes.
Look at both.
Are you going to be on-site reporting?
Yeah, we'll be on-site reporting.
Yeah,
I would love to broadcast from there, but unfortunately, the show isn't due to start, unless we can get an earlier time slot. The show isn't going to start until way after the fair has ended for the day.
Well,
we might be able to catch some of the ice cream social, though.
Well, you'll be able to catch the ice cream social. I won't, because I
won't
have a ticket.
We'll smuggle you in. We're going to, like, just dress you up in a pony costume and sneak you in.
Oh,
They'll think you're part of the entertainment. You might have to, like, dance on a table or something, but you can handle that, right, Panda?
Did that last week.
We're going to dress you like Pinkie Pie. You can sing the Evil Enchantress song.
Oh, that'll be perfect for me.
Bonus points if you can sing it.
I don't know the whole song right now.
Pinkie Pie gets all the best songs, but she has the worst singing voice. She's hysterical, though. You got to love her.
Well,
she gets
all
the best songs
because she sings every other episode.
It's actually cool to like Pinkie Pie now. For years, we couldn't like Pinkie Pie. We used to, like, you know, date her and, you know, berate her and make piñatas of her and beat her head off with sticks. So we couldn't stand Pinkie Pie. But now Pinkie's cool. It's totally different, like, retake on the character.
But now that
I
mention that, severe ADHD.
So, do you have any other clips? Or are we still just working on this one? I got to say, Vicky, your clip was great. I really loved your debut on the show as a host. I felt so bad for you, sweetheart. My heart was breaking for you.
Oh, I was explaining it to one of my housemates earlier, and he was just laughing at me.
You passed the test. See, you can stay. Trial by fire.
Well, we didn't get to the part that I really wanted to listen to.
We're getting to that, right?
Yes.
Where Pandora showed up again and finally started talking and, oh, God.
So why don't we all pause a moment.
And reflect?
We'll finish that clip. I'm taking that as a yes.
So here we go.
Earlier today, what's that now? Because unfortunately, my scales have been broken by the foot because I've been dropped far too many times. That's what I get for airlessly balancing them on top of the microwave. So I'm currently having to guess most amounts. So had far too much flour put in it. But it made it really chewy. That was something. Maybe I should paint it green and pretend it's pony snacks. I have utterly no idea if I'm broadcasting at the moment or if the sound's still on. I can hear nothing.
She's like in a sensory deprivation
tank. I heard green pony snack
reference.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Well, I guess just yummy, I'm the only person in the chat.
She's like in a diving bell at the bottom of the sea. So alone. So alone.
What's the
date? Fine.
Oh, God. I'm totally not in any way intent to take over a radio show. Somebody else's radio show, so I shall try it. The only thing I can find for
You were here, aren't you? Shanda leaps out and goes like, "Ooh, I'm here." Oh, Vicky, I got to give you a round of applause, girl, because you did the right thing, you know? You did not hang up. You didn't panic.
Yeah. Well, and I did feel bad having to have left you alone for that long.
Okay, I guess it's not so much to leave me alone. It's going to give me no warning at all.
Yeah, welcome to our show.
And then how long were you listening to me before you actually said anything? Before you came back?
For a few moments.
Moments. That's
just waiting
moments.
For that time, the perfect time to say, "Hello, I'm back."
I think our panda has a bit of a sadist streak, if you ask me. Those were long moments, dear. But, yeah, it wasn't long, really. It just feels like long, you know? If you don't talk every second on this show, you kind of feel like the dead air is like, see, just like that, that little bit of dead air. Too much.
Well, it's bad etiquette on a radio show.
To have dead air?
Yeah.
Right, because people are listening and they want to be entertained. Dead air is like, it makes them think, gee, did my radio break?
I mean, like real radio stations, if they go silent for too long, if nobody speaks for too long, like it's like 60 seconds or not even that. They have automatic systems that will kick in and play stuff.
So wow. So they
actually have to keep it all going.
Right. You got to talk. You got to hum. You got to do something. You can't just say nothing.
Got to audibly twiddle your thumbs for people.
Yeah, that's why I make so many stupid noises. I guess I'm afraid of whatever, the autopilot jumping in and taking over.
Well,
yeah, unfortunately, there is no autopilot in this show.
Don't tell them that.
But I was just pretending I was playing just a minute and sort of playing for time and extending all my words, and that is an incredibly British Radio 4 reference. If anybody knows the game Just a Minute.
I need to interject.
Okay.
Pony Genius, come eat.
Father.
Oh, okay. I'm taking five, you guys. It's the first food I've eaten since, like, 10 o'clock this morning.
You know, this really stinks. I had a really cute little speaker And I gave it away as, I'd gotten a couple of these things, and I'd given them away during one of the, I think it was my last swap. And it doesn't work. Mine does not work. I think it needs new batteries, though.
Oh, I'm still working on this one.
What sort of speaker? Just a little?
It's just a little tiny little thing. It's this cutesy little pink thing.
Yeah, huh.
And I was just trying to plug it in and trying to see if it would work. And, of course, it does not. But, of course, finding any other clips tonight is going to take the rest of the show, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think that might be something to have prepared for the future.
Normally was never this bad to download off of Blog Talk.
Yeah.
But ever since they've updated, it took like 5 minutes to download one episode.
Maybe they haven't updated their download service or something.
But then I tried downloading off my... I thought maybe it was because I was on the laptop, which is wireless. And I figured, let me try the main one. So, my desktop, I couldn't even get it to download. And there I have iTunes, so I can't exactly...
It's been fine for me over Google Talk, which is kind of the Google version of iTunes in a way, but it's just for podcasts.
Maybe I'll try finding that.
Look it up. Maybe. Well, it's. I don't even get on computer. I've got it on my Android phone.
Yeah. Well, that's figures.
I am a massive geek and have a ridiculous smartphone, and yes, and it does have the Friendship is Magic theme tune as its ringtone, which just makes me smile every time I get called.
Well, I am a massive geek. I'm just a very massively cheap geek.
I've got this on a decent contract. It's just because I can't be without the internet. So,
oh my god. You know, it's so funny, and when I started show tonight, I said my car is currently in the shop, and it's in bad shape. I will actually have to buy a new car.
Oh, no.
Eventually. I mean, they're going to fix it so that it'll keep running, but I seriously need to get a new car. And I was talking with my boss today, and she said, well... cancel your home phone, cancel the internet. And it's like, no, I can't do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I cannot be away from the internet. No. That will not work. No.
Yeah. I remember when we moved house sort of end of last year, we had the entire household running until we got connected, running internet through my mobile phone.
Just
four people. Just because you all needed it so much.
Well, I think little Ellie Cat and Kara remember this, but I had gone for 2 days. No, wait, not 4 days, 16 hours, 53 minutes, and I don't know how many seconds. Without the internet.
And you counted it down to that?
Well, I counted it down to that mostly because I kept calling the phone company to find out when they were going to finally send someone out to fix our phone. Because it was our phone and our internet was both out, so.
when my ISP ruined my internet connection, they broke our local telephone exchange, so the internet just wouldn't work for me. I actually brought my computer around to a friend's house just so I could... So I went, after work every day, I'd go around there and get on my computer.
I think I was half tempted to do that myself. But, yeah, it was... And the funniest thing was, it was like a half-hour job to fix it.
Yeah.
And it took them that long to send someone out to do it. And 18 phone calls.
Yikes. I remember one time I had a problem with my internet. I called at the end of work, called up the ISP, asked them to send someone out, and then started to cycle home from work. It's about a 20-minute cycle home from work, and the engineer beat me home.
Oh, wow.
So that was service. Of course, he couldn't actually do anything when he showed up. Because that would just be useful.
So he just sat there and probably played on his cell phone.
He comes in and goes, "Ah, sorry, you've got the wrong sort of socket. We can't do anything." What? Yeah, we'll have to change around. You'll have to change your socket, and then we have to do all the tech. We have to run every test we've run ever again. So, crap.
Oh yes, gotta love that. But yeah, when the guy finally came and he fixed it, and it was like, it turned out, I kid you not, my mother will tell you, I was on my computer like
within seconds. Yeah.
Just emailing anyone and everyone I could.
You see, I'm quite lucky because I've got a shared house with sort of all friends of mine. Every now and then, the router will randomly reset itself. It just does. We don't know why. I think all routers do it every now and then. They'll reset themselves, so we'll lose the internet for a second. And I'm never sure whether it's my computer being screwy or the router resetting. But if it's the router resetting, my housemate downstairs, who is always playing Warcraft, will come out. I will hear him come out of his room to check on the router. So I know it's the router and not my computer.
Well, it's better than whatever else could possibly come out of his room, such as the door opening and something flying out.
Well, he's a nuclear physicist, so who knows what he could be building in there.
This is true. Stay away from his room.
I think I'll have trouble. It's directly beneath me.
Switch rooms.
No, I want to see if I can grow. I want to see if I can grow a third arm. Actually, I joke. I have to actually make a couple of third arm props up for some people for a live role play event.
Ah.
Must do that because it's big live role play festival things. I've fallen in with a group of interest surgeons. We keep on giving people third limbs.
Ah.
So they need props and such. But anyway, that's not very pony related. Pony.
When is ever our show very, very pony related?
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to be the one that said that.
How many times have we gone off into tangents? And we've kept those tangents going on for a full half hour.
I think the better question is, how many times have you stayed on topic?
Hub show I did with you. There, I stayed on topic the entire time.
For a good 30% of the time.
Ow! That hurts!
Well, you know what? We did the first half of the series in that show. When are we going to do the second half of the series in the show?
Well, actually, I was going to announce this later on, but we're going to actually do it next week.
Oh.
Once I've caught up.
Oh, I think you're going to need my expertise for this.
I think we definitely probably will.
Well, I'm unemployed, so I've literally had nothing better to do but but upset over all of this rubbish.
Hey, it's not rubbish. It's entertainment.
Well, when I go to sign on to sort of tell the government what I've been doing to search for a job, I don't usually mention how many ponies I've been customizing.
Okay, Pony Jeannie's been fed, and I have just unveiled the My Little Pony Talk business cards to her.
Hooray!
And she likes them.
I love them.
This is what we're going
to
try.
Well, I'm glad you two love them. I'd love to see them, too.
Okay.
Eventually.
Soon.
Can you put up a photo of them on, like, the Facebook or something so we all can see?
There you go.
Yeah, well,
we're doing an experiment right now. We're going to try some double-sided tape on a pony snack and see if the business card will stick to it.
First, we got to figure out how to open up. They wrapped the business cards up, and I got to unwrap them.
Got some nails.
But that's what we're going to do. We're stick these onto Hey, we can make pony snack time while I'm putting business cards on the pony snacks.
I hear that.
And then we can take a trip.
Yeah, try not eating all of the pony snacks, though.
No, not at all. We'll give you that idea. Not at all.
I'm having way too much fun with all these sound effects. Seriously, I am.
That's not mine. There's no green in it.
There must be libraries of free copyright-free sound effects out there that
you can
have.
Give me a different box. Wow. Take down the code on that box.
You know, I've unfortunately never...
You think this will be sticky enough?
Gotten a chance to actually do it. So luckily Pony Jeannie just one day finally got sick and tired of me saying I'll do it one day and finally went and did it.
Okay, they passed the test. We have successfully stuck a business card to the back of a Pony Snacks package. Thank you. Okay, I think we have a definite plan of action for the fair. We got applause, little alley cat. Applauded that, too.
You're mean, Panda.
This is what happens when you put me in charge of sound effects, okay?
You better be nice, because she's talking about T-shirts next.
Oh, wow. One. So it's mine.
I get to click it, though. What color? Black or blue ink?
I don't know. I haven't used it.
Try it.
Blackish.
Oh, that's the good ink. Okay.
You've always got to go for blue ink. Always looks better.
I always do black.
So I'm just going to...
All right.
Stick them on.
So are we all going up to the pony room now?
I was just going to ask the same thing. I think you read my mind there.
Is it time? I have an opening pony snacks. Give me another box. I'm not going to open this defective box that had no greens.
Right, you know.
Hey, that's cheating.
We can't go until I get green pony snacks.
The audience has spoken. They want to stampede up.
All right, well, let's go.
Everybody, let's go to the pony room.
That won't freak the cat out at all. Right, ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
Hold on, we're not all here.
Are you coming too? No, she's not coming. It's just you and me.
Yeah, there's a pony room.
I think you need to see this.
All right, this is what we do every day, every week on the show. We wait for my music. We make it up to the pony room. When we open the door, we take a big whiff together. All right, ready?
So are you all ready to go up?
We're ready.
Here we go. Exactly.
And everything curls. Landed in sets, and everything is perfectly mint with curled hair.
Yeah, these are all the
it's like stepping back in time, honestly. I mean, on one side here, you got G3s. Then you look over here, and you got all these, like, beautiful European gals. Then you go over here, and there's, like, original art on the wall. Exactly. Thank you. And it just smells so good, and I feel myself getting drowsy and relaxed, and I just want to kind of sit on the floor and zone out, pony. Yes. Ah. This room ought to have a warning label on the door.
I am seriously having way too much fun tonight.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad we're all having fun tonight.
Even without clips, I think we are doing what we always do.
Yes, we are. We're doing it, and we're doing it well. Oh, I just found the most adorable things. Everywhere I look, there's, like, ponies. There's customs. There's ones with styled hair. There's newborns and adults and things with pushing strollers and ones with really kinky hair and crimped ones and glittery ones and royal ones and plushy ones. There's ones that you might step on if you're not careful. Lily Cat just did. That's okay. It's your pony.
I'm allowed to step on.
You could step on them if you want to. Why not? There's dragons. I'm looking at about eight dragons right now.
Wait a minute.
Amazing.
She stepped on a
got
pony?
Everything here.
She stepped on a pony?
She's even got dream beauties.
She stepped on a pony?
Yeah, she stepped on a plushie. It's okay. It's her plushie. She's allowed. And there's an enormous frilly frock here. Well, you know about frilly frocks.
I
you know
got
how big those things
frock.
Are.
I got one. Remember.
I'm looking at one just like yours, and it looks even bigger in person, I have to say. I forgot how big they are.
I think my mother still remembers me remembers pulling up to Midway Airport and me standing next to a box that was almost as tall as I was.
Yep. That's how I'm feeling right now, because she's got this pony on like a dresser, so it almost comes up to my shoulder because she's standing on this piece of furniture. So there may as well be a real horse in the room. That's the size of this thing. Oh, how fun is this? If I wasn't on the air with you right now, I'd probably just be like laying down in the room and just turning the lights down low and just breathing pony fumes. Because that's really what this place makes you want to do. Just chill out and just stare at all the pretty colors. All this place needs is like a psychedelic lamp, and it's a pony trip.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have the trippy music.
Ooh,
sorry.
We don't need any. Just think of it. We do have the sparkles. Let me flush the toilet in the castle. Hold on.
Dude,
there,
the colors. The colors, dude.
Flush the rainbow. Have you seen this before?
Oh, God.
Push that button. Just go ahead, push the button. Yes, it's a toilet. They're playing with the toilet now.
That's the number one reason. Yeah, it's the number one reason you have to get this.
When ponies poo, that's how it sounds.
Yes, number one and number two. I love that they gave it two distinct noises.
Oh, two different flushes. That's crazy.
That's number one.
Ponies never cease to amaze me.
Probably
that's classy. That's real classy.
Much about.
What, more bubbles,
look,
more gurgles?
Oh, the one that was real fizzy, and then I went,
Tell them what we're doing.
oh, I have a mouth.
We're doing
boy.
A show, remember?
Oh, we're doing a show, yeah, no, we're going over some of the stuff that I'm probably going to bring to the meat to sell tomorrow, and I got a, yeah.
Auction?
Maybe, I don't know, you think I should auction them?
Yeah, unless you got a set price in mind.
Well, I kind of have an idea of what I want to hit. But.
Well, you can start a reserve if you wanted to.
Well, I got a pink haired tornado. If that's a mint condition, not a mark on them. Pink haired tornado, tail thicker than the mane, but and he feels like silk. It's like butter.
He's like butter. You heard it. You heard it here, folks.
You can touch.
I've never touched a tornado before.
Never.
Never. I think I like him.
Have you touched thundercloud before?
Yes, I've touched
okay.
a thundercloud, but I've never touched a tornado.
Lightning?
No. Whippet Love says no. Just give it to me. And then she said, please, I know, I want that tornado.
What tornado?
I will give him a good home.
What? There's no tornado
what
here.
What tornado, Whippet? What are you talking about?
Don't destroy the mint on card and mint boxes.
What, you mean this little flare that I tried to kick a hole in?
Yeah, pretty much. That used to have pinker hair. See, that's why the pink hair tornado is leaving my house.
Don't tell me I made that dent in cellophane.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
What was she doing on the floor? That's not right.
Look at my walls. There's plenty of room on those walls. No, but if I start putting, like, every little inch, I mean, then it's cluttered. Then you don't see,
I
like,
just kicked one of her mitten box letters, and I put a dent in the cellophane.
The
I'm dead.
Can you not, like, sort of pop it out?
I'm going to pop it out, even if I have to, like, blow it out with my mouth. I'm going to have to fix it.
I'm not that concerned about it. I should sell it before it
just
comes
put your lips together.
She's going to dent it more when she hits me in the head with it. It's going to dent. Oh, what's this? 50% off price marked. Are you holding out something here, lady? Did you get this thing on a cut rate?
I got it off eBay for a pretty good price, but I wish I had found it in the original store.
Oh, and it's not a flutter. I made a mistake. It's a summer wing. Definitely not worth as much.
No, not worth as much.
Still cute, though. Super cute. Anyway, what tornado? There's no tornado here. Here, put that
like,
far away from her.
Like, heck, we did not hear it.
Feet. Like, run. I'll hold her.
No, what happened here? See the thing?
No, if we were going to commit a pony mugging, you think we'd do it on the air?
I would.
Oh, Pandy, that's an evil laughter. You know what? In this one side of the room, there's a really soft pink glow, and I realize what it's coming from. She's got this sign. It's like this really pretty light-up neon sign, and it has a G1 pony silhouette, and it says, I heart MLP.
Aww.
And it just tucked away in the corner, and it's casting this rosy glow over, like, one half of the pony room. It's adorable. It's looking over the nursery with all the baby ponies and all the G3s from, I'd say, 2003 to 2007.
Ooh.
It's huge. She's got them all deboxed, and they're all staring at me. It's crazy. I want this room. I need this room.
I think everyone wants that room.
And you're very close to getting one, so I hear.
Yeah, I wish I was closer, but...
Hey, pony collections don't just happen overnight, you know? I guess unless you hit the lottery or something, you know?
Oh, heck, or I hit the lottery.
You buy super mega lot off eBay, maybe you get lucky. But, yeah, you'll be there in no time. Little Eye Cat's been collecting longer than you and me have been collecting combined. So that's how that happened. It just takes
this
time.
This is true.
This is true. How about you, Vicky Brownies? How long have you been collecting ponies for?
Not that long, actually. I've picked up a few along the way through sort of some friends have gifted me over time because I've got some friends who've been collecting since they were tiny. But it's only recently since I started to customize them that I've started picking more of them up. Because I keep on picking
up. That's how a lot of people start, actually. I've heard that many times. You get started in the art end of things, and then ponies will just find their way into your heart, and then after that they find their way into your home.
Well, I've got this big shelf full of about 50 G3s, which are all bought for bait. Out of that, I'm happy to bait about 5 of them.
Well, they are adorable, you know, especially when they look at you with those big, big eyes.
Yeah. And I keep getting lucky in charity shops as well and finding, like, old G1s.
Yeah, if they're not baity, you know, you might consider keeping them if you think they're cute. I mean, some of them do have really adorable symbols, and I do have my favorite poses, like the diva pose and what I call the big eye pose, like denim blues pose or... Oh, I don't know.
My housemate has her.
Finger paint pose, you know?
Right. Now to trim some hair.
You know, the G3s don't have that wonderful fragrance. It's all coming from the G1 end of the room. Let me go back over to the G1 end of the room and, wow, look at this. She's got, like, every princess with every accessory. And she's got these things that spin around. It's really cool. You can, like, turn the cabinet so the ponies just disappear and reappear.
Wow.
Yay, it's cool, all right. Well, she's got photos of it posted up somewhere. We need to do that again. We need to, like, do the revisit pony rooms thread. Remind me of that. Next time I go on the TP, I'll start something like that. Awesome sauce. What are you guys looking at down there?
The smelly turning around shelf that I like to spin so I can smell it.
Oh, yeah, they're playing with the shelves, too. They've got one that's all loaded up with fragrance ponies.
Oh, wow.
Like blast pony fragrance into the room every time they spin it.
Love it.
So let me give a couple of shout-outs while I'm thinking about it. Over at Maryland Meat, we've got Rowdy Cowgirl, Paradox, Must Be Jewel, Whip It Love, Skippity Doo, Star Gleamer, and Dragonessa. And they're all hanging out just a couple miles from here, and we'll see them all tomorrow. Send in pony hugs, and I hope you're listening in.
Actually, they are Whip It Loves right now in the chat room.
Hey, girl.
Who do you think did the grabby hands for Tornado?
Grabby, grabby, grabby. But the big question is she home or is she at the meat house waiting, counting down the hours until we take Jewel's front lawn by storm? If she's listening, she should answer if she's there or not.
And we wait.
Aw, I'm
answer.
Looking at Edgar and Oakley.
Aw, she's at home.
She's at home. Well, then I'll see her tomorrow. I plan to try to get there for 9 o'clock. We'll see how that goes. I know last year Little Alley Cat was late to the meet. We'll see if we can get her there on time this year.
Who, me? Late? Oh, gosh.
Shame.
4 women out of the house at 9 a.m. or freaking 8:30 in the morning.
It is hard. You know, women, like the bigger groups we move in, the slower we get. I don't know why that is. 2 women and 4 women. The group of 4 women will always be slower than the group of 2.
Well, I have to say this. Last week, if we would have had the show last week,
I'm
it
sorry. It was
been.
Mother's Day. I couldn't do it.
It's okay. It's okay. But last week, Friday, was actually the anniversary of when the idea of the show started.
Oh, wow.
So last week was the show idea anniversary. And then Sunday,
and we let
Mother's
that go uncelebrated.
Day. Yes, and Sunday, Mother's Day, was the actual anniversary.
8 years ago. Oh, wow, that's good. I didn't know these dates. Now I'm marking my calendar. I shall never let them go unnoticed again. I'll be sure to send a card.
There we go. Happy
post or something.
Happy
light a candle.
Idea Day.
Today is the day that they came up with the idea of having a pony-themed entertainment program on Blog Talk Radio. So far,
and
so good. 2 years and going strong. We still got a lot planned for this year, right? Including
going
talking
strong.
About, the second generation, what
oh, yeah.
came after G1. I'm yeah. kind of looking forward to that.
Yes.
Because,
okay.
you know, I'm very fond of them, and I'm thinking that I could turn other people onto the second generation, too, just by telling them how pretty they are.
Oh, this will be a challenge.
We have, what,
okay.
2 weeks before we start G2?
You don't have to hold that so close.
Actually, maybe three.
Good, because I got to order
I don't know
book.
What's going on. Over Memorial Day weekend right now, so.
Oh, Memorial Day weekend.
So, but anyway.
I guess we're all around for it, right? We're not canceling for Memorial Day weekend, are we?
We might. I don't know yet.
Okay, well, you keep us posted.
You
hey,
crazy
it's not
American
little I can't
holiday.
I can do one.
I'll know more
yeah,
than Monday.
Yeah, take over. Ah, mutiny. Yar.
Okay. Now, I do
so
have
much for that idea.
Some very good news.
For real. Oh, look.
You might want to get Little Alley Cat by the phone for this one.
Okay, Little Alley Cat, get by the phone.
Yes, dear.
Okay. I have some real interesting and great news.
I'm getting paid?
No. Because that would mean I'd be getting paid. And since I ain't getting paid, you ain't getting squat.
Gonna be on David Letterman?
No.
Late Night with Conan O'Brien?
No.
Or no,
I'll be
Late Night with Jay Leno, right? No, that's the Tonight Show. Oh, forget it. Who cares? What's up?
I have the official numbers.
For the lottery? We're gonna win?
From the day the show started until last Friday.
Okay.
Are
drum
we
roll.
Ready?
Oh, no, not another drum roll.
Here we go.
Drum roll.
43,681.
43,681 downloads?
That's downloads, live listens, it's everything for 2 years.
Are those unique? Are those unique hits or just...
That's how many...
That's
not 43,000 people. That's just,
no,
yeah.
Individual downloads of episodes.
To give you an idea, let me break it down a little better. The last 6 months, we've had an average of 6,000 downloads a month. Out of, say, four shows, you can break it down and say each show is getting downloaded approximately around 1,000 to 1,500 times. That would be approximately how many listeners we have, somewhere in the area of 1,000 consistent listeners. Upwards of 15, I think our Christmas show had like 1,700 downloads or something. So
yeah.
It fluctuates, somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 loyal listeners.
Well, between last Friday and today, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we were at 45,005.
Well, you got to remember, we've had, like, no shows. So So we haven't had as much to down for people to download in the last couple weeks.
But still,
we're not going to go bragging about our numbers again because I'm sure people are getting tired of our all. You're getting a lot of downloads. Now shut the hell up and move on.
Yeah, do some shows.
Okay, can you shut up for a moment?
Not listening anymore. It'd be 43,000 and one less.
Aw.
Are we done now?
No, I can rant more if you like. You know, I just give you guys like a half hour without hearing my glorious voice.
And I can also mute you, remember that.
Oh, don't get on this again.
Yeah. See, you've been put in your place. Don't you even think of going there.
I know how to use the mute button, and I will use it. No, what I was going to say is I want to thank everyone who has downloaded, who has listened to us live, because seriously, everyone listening is why we do the show. Hello?
What? I'm listening. I was giving you your space.
I was waiting for, like, a response there.
Yay.
Yay!
Louder. Awesome. Sorry.
But you guys are the reason why we do the show. You guys are the reason why we continue. Well, we try to continue every week. Whether we actually make it every week, that's a different story.
Well, yeah, we've been kind of AWOL recently, but that's okay.
It happens.
What's our time? What time is it? I mean, we do technically have a two-hour show. We should probably try to make it a two-hour show. It's not like, you know, our God-given right to always go over 2 hours, so.
We've actually got 13 minutes.
Maybe we should talk about ponies. Welcome to the My Little Pony Talk Show. I'm your host. We're going to talk about ponies. Oh, look,
yes.
The kitty's here.
Well, I think as everyone would know, if we wouldn't have had our usual grandstanding technical difficulties.
Know anything about that.
A little cross-eyed.
Mm. Well, Allie. Do you have anything special planned for your 100th show? Because I believe that's coming up as well.
Yeah, we're going to make it a good show unlike this one.
Because you could do a clip show for your 100th show instead and actually have stuff ready.
We could do that. I'll have finals. My finals will be over on Wednesday, and then I'll actually have a life again.
Yay!
Hooray!
So that is a possibility.
That
actually,
is possible.
Have real quick.
Go ahead and do that.
Justify
my goal.
The bandwidth you spend having me on.
Just watch. I might just reuse that same clip again.
Google. Kitties, and she doesn't react to her the way she reacts to other cats.
Very clean. Have you noticed the house?
I tend to be kind of clean. Which explains why the ponies are so clean, too. You know, it kind of goes hand in hand. Your bowls were clean. I'm sure you appreciated the clean dishes.
Everybody.
I'm just being silly. Sorry, we're having a moment.
Dear Lord.
Dolly,
bad
kitty.
You know better. She's like, gosh, what? Like, higher than in the pony room? What the heck?
What'd she do?
Dolly is still mad that I sold Paradise Estate.
I got
it.
Oh, yeah,
she
that's right. You did sell it. You sold her napping spot.
No, she's an exotic short hair.
That's really the breed.
Yeah.
Exotic
short hair. How cool would it be to have, like, your species be called exotic, like as your official name? You know, we're Homo sapiens, and my cat is an exotic short hair. She's not an American short hair. She's not a Persian. She is an exotic short hair. Man, no wonder she looks like that. I'd be all snooty patootie, too.
Yeah, this is one of those cats that has no nose. It's, like, pushed in. Her face is totally flat.
Yeah, so she's got frying pan face.
Yeah, like she ran into a...
She's not really snooty. She's
like
very
Leah.
Sweet.
Yeah. mastermind cat. That's the dog. She's a
nice cat. Yeah. Well, actually, you know, on that movie Cat and Dog, you have the mastermind, Mr. Tinkles or something, I think it was.
Yeah.
His henchman is an exotic short hair. I think he was a silver and black tabby or something. That was his henchman, but he was an exotic short hair. So you can see she's actually shedding right now. I'm so sorry. We'll just try to keep the hair down here.
On the carpet.
On the carpet.
Aww. No, she said. No, don't keep my hair on the carpet.
No, you're going to give me... Come on, flop down so I can give you belly rubs. She'll do it if we hold still long enough. She'll start getting demanding. Belly. You want belly? Here it comes. It's coming. It's coming. Here comes the belly puppies. Okay, now we got business.
Okay, I'll take the phone.
No, no.
Oh, you got to wait. Purring.
She'll meow.
Wait for it.
We're all waiting with bated breath.
I'm Dolly.
It's
a big moment.
We've got ponies to talk about.
See, I'm just lost as to what's going on, so...
They're rubbing the cat. They're petting the kitty.
You don't understand. When she gets her belly rubs like this, every once in a while, if you stop, she lets out the most pathetic meow that, I mean, I don't care who you are, what you're doing, you will have to pet the cat.
Aww.
She's just purring.
She's not doing it. I think there's just too much action going on.
There's too many people in here.
And as soon as we stop doing it, she'll, like, do it, and we'll be like, oh, there it was. We missed
She's
it.
Overstimulated. It's never a good idea to have animals on the show. They never perform. Did you learn nothing from Johnny Carson?
This is true. This is so true. I apologize for the uninteresting
the
last 3 minutes.
It's only uninteresting if you're listening in.
Oh, we're having a blast here. This is amazingly fun.
There's so much to see. We're all kind of overstimulated at the moment.
I feel I should go out and play with my pet bunny out of spite.
Aww.
Apart from the fact that he's outside in his hutch now.
You gonna get me?
Well, everybody has a pet. I have a bird. You have a bunny. Little Alley Cat, of course, has Dolly, the kitty. And you know about Pony Dog.
Yeah, there you go. We've got quite a few species presented.
This is a very animal-friendly show. You can have Mr. Bun Bun on the show.
Speaking of animal-friendly, okay, I know it's, you know, since we're not really technically on a specific pony topic, I'm going to take the moment to say, what's with all the freaking animal friends with the G4s, okay? The G4s are cute and all, but I didn't want a freaking forest.
they go with Fluttershy. They don't belong with the others.
Yeah, Fluttershy's the only one that should be having critters.
Rarity has
a cute
on the show, and Pinkie Pie, we know, has an alligator. Because she's Pinkie Pie, man.
Did Pinkie Pie have an alligator
kind of
in the G4s?
What kind of pet would Pinkie Pie have? Of course,
An alligator.
An alligator with no teeth.
Oh, makes sense. But in general, though, they keep throwing so many little animals at us. It's seriously like a little pet shop slash pony thing. It's
the toys are not syncing up. So I can't wait to get over to like Hasbro and show these people like, you know, how to like make their toys more like the cool TV show.
Yeah, no kidding.
Have an alligator. They give her a mouth. Why didn't they give her the alligator?
That's exactly my point. In the toy line, Pinkie Pie's pet is a mouse.
And Rarity has a bird.
And Rarity has a bird? Hello.
Yeah, Rarity got the bird.
We know that Rarity has a little white cat because she's on the show, like, every episode.
She came with Applejack's barn.
And
to
the cat in the barn, Applejack.
To their credit, they got...
Applejack has no pet on the show.
They got Twilight Sparkle, right? They gave her an owl, though I think that was more accidental.
Yeah, Aloysius. Aloysius.
Yeah, so they accidentally did something right.
Yeah.
Spike's not really a pet. Spike's more like a little buddy.
Yeah.
Well, companion.
Well, I'd expect those toys had been developed before the last half of the series had actually been produced, so they wouldn't have known.
This is true.
Now we're getting a demonstration of Twilight Sparkle's light-up musical balloon playset. I'm sorry you guys don't have this across the pond yet. You really, you're missing out. This thing would make a really cool nightlight.
So they can carry it with them?
Yeah, we don't have any G4s yet.
Soon, real soon, you'll get it.
You're going to get all the stuff that doesn't sell here. Box it, send it over.
But then, to be fair, I don't have a job at the moment, so I couldn't really get very much if I wanted to.
You can always trade. I mean, in Europe, you guys get these, like, specials that, like, we don't get over here. Like, right now, all the Yanks are killing each other to get those blind bags from Germany. You know, it's all about these blind bags.
I've got a friend of mine bought a whole bunch of those and got, oh.
It's good to have friends that do that.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of friends you like. Those are the friends you always remember. Hey, buddy, hook me up with some of those rarer ones.
Well, she's got a bunch of doubles, so I'm going to try and acquire some off of her.
Well, what we do, really, in this community, it always used to be about trading. It's leveled off a little bit lately, but in some sections of the community, trading is still strong. Basically, I get for you what I can get easy, and you get for me what you can get easy, and we just send it through the mail. That's all. And that's how I always traded. I used to trade the UK G1 comics for, you know, G3 exclusives for my friend. You know, when the Pony Project came along, I got her, like, all them art ponies. And then she would send me, like, UK exclusives, the candy, the mugs, and all that good stuff. And, you know, it was great. We helped each other's collections out, and we both had awesome, awesome collections.
And she knew. She's like, oh, it's got curly hair. I don't want to brush it. Mm-hmm.
What are you guys talking about now over there?
Talking about how Kitten, one of the reasons we have such a mint collection is because Kitten was so perfect about playing with her toys. She kept everything mint. And I'm showing them Daddy Apple Delight and, like, how perfect he is. And she's had him since she was 6.
I've never seen a Daddy Apple Delight that's so white and his hair so curly that was actually owned by a little kid.
Yeah, and this wasn't me telling her, you know, don't mess him up. This was her saying, no, I want to keep him.
She just didn't play with him or put him anywhere near crayons.
She played with him.
If he had been mine, he would have had totally, like, stained feet.
All right, where is that? Here we go. There she is.
Her ponies make my ponies look like they crawled out of a dumpster. This isn't fair. Her unicorns are, like, brand new white. They're, like, whiter than the walls. Well, that's on purpose. These walls are a soft ivory. Yeah, the unicorns are, like, white. Like, they've just been brushed with, like, Pepsodent. Like, they just got hit with, what's that stuff? Rembrandt, teeth whitening toothpaste.
Well, you know, that's what little Ellie Kit uses to keep them white, so.
Absolutely. I mean, there's like little light hitting off of them, and they're going ting, ting in the light. They're just so perfect.
Well, if we want to end the show actually on time tonight, then unfortunately,
I mean, what do you expect for Pony?
It's time for Pony Night Nights.
Aww. Well, stick around. I guess you want to, do you want to go or do you want to stay longer?
We can go.
All right, so then we'll call it a night tonight. Pony bye-byes right now?
Pony bye-byes.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being here for the past 2 years. We love you guys. Pony hugs.
Pony hugs.
Good night, everybody from this side of the pond.
Pony cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Pony bye-bye.
This is Game Monos, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I think people are still here.
Me?
Hi.
Hello.
I just finished my pony.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's got a ridiculous mohawk.
Yes, well, we always love those unique ones, so.
Well, not meaning to pimp myself out too much, but she is, I pretty much made her to sell. Because I need to eat. Little things like that.
Yeah. Eating is good.
I have more bait ponies than I have food, so.
Oh my. Go get to work then.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't go now.
Well, then take a nap and then get to work. Hey, I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So I've got to make more dragons. More dragons.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
So, but till next week, nights.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Is that it? Are we alone? Well, it's been 2 years, and thank you all for listening. And who knows? Maybe we'll be here another 2 years? 3 years? 4 years? 5 years? Again, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for your support. Until next week, Pony Pup Pies.